Right, let's get this over with. First of all, Your Woman, which came out yesterday. Right?
Yeah.
And everybody knows the story because we've been keeping them posted.
Yeah.
So what's happened in the last 2 days?
It sold a bucket load.
I mean, have you any idea how many, roughly?
Am I allowed to say?
I mean, I don't know what I'm allowed to say. I would have thought so, yeah.
Well, there was like 170,000, I think, went yesterday.
Right. I mean, that's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot, yeah. That's more than the three I sold before, anyway, for a start.
Yeah, so we're looking for a high... We're not going to sort of tempt fate
Dodging
and say where it might go in the fantastic hit parade, but it's going to go pretty high, isn't
I've
it?
I've already done that, because I predicted a top 100, didn't I?
No, you did. Yeah. You stuck your neck out,
well,
didn't you? That's not all you stuck out.
Well,
well,
people put bets on, you know. There's some people off a group called UKMA, which is an internet group, about a month or so ago, but put a ton on. The odds were about... I don't know, 50 to 1 or something. So you'll be as rich as me, nearly.
Really? Well, have you made a few quid already? Have you seen it? I know you've... My reliable sources, Pat, tell me that you spent 400 quid on a coat.
I know, and it's crap. Look at this.
Is that £400?
Yeah.
What have you been done, mate?
I mean, listen, I'm not... Don't get me wrong,
what's all this stuff about lard? I mean, he's thin. Look at him.
I know,
he's
lard. Scrawny thing, saying you're lardy, going on the radio, trying to be fat. He's the real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no offence, like.
That's the next scene. See, the next scene, it's not Sprog Rock, it's Biffa Pop. That's the thing.
Biffa Pop, yeah, it is. That's it, the Biffa Pop. So, anyway, so we're looking for an extremely high chart position, aren't we?
Extremely.
All right, then. So, have you made any money? I mean, obviously, you spent 400 quid on that nice navy blue blouse on jacket.
I got a nice new telly, stereo and everything.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Do you stand to make a packet? How much do you make off being number one? Will you make £1 million?
I don't know. You better ask somebody else.
Will he make £1 million? No, you won't.
No,
you may as well jack it in now.
Not to worry.
It's all been for nothing, hasn't it?
Well, I don't have to worry about living off Weet-Bix anymore. That's for sure.
It doesn't look like he's done you so bad anyway, does it?
Hey, you leave him alone.
What?
I'm going to batter you.
Well, you're going
to
batter me.
I had to go around London to try and find some clothes for a photo shoot. They sent me to this place in Covent Garden. They said, you're right, fat blokes go there. You'll be okay, right? Go in, everything stops at 2X. And I'm like,
2X? Well, sir, that's kid stuff.
I'm a 4X in coats. I'm doing like J.R. Hartley running shops saying, excuse me, you wouldn't have any coats for really fat people.
Now there you are, there's a gap in the market there, isn't it? Get down to London, some premises, coats for Mr. Fat
Master. I mean, where did Van Morrison go? I mean, for God's sake.
Well, he's had that same leather bomber jacket for about 35 years.
All them bleeding jelly deals, all that stuff.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, we've done this before, because it's ETAM, isn't there, which is everything to attract a man, and we're doing ETAB, which is everything to attract a biffer.
Oh, yeah. I've got some t-shirts from ETAM, but because it's like fat women, that you go in and they think you're a perv. Putting their t-shirt.
Well, I don't mind that, myself.
They think you're that. You go in and shit, hold it, lad. Let's face it. Right, so we've got three more tunes from Whitetown, if we can fit it in amongst the talking. And that'll be coming up later, obviously. Up now, would it? It'd be stupid, wouldn't it?
Bonkers.
It'd be bonkers, that.
I'm not ready, anyway.
It's going well, isn't it?
We're shit and I'm sick of it.